Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you're still reading my diary, I see. This is the diary of an overly optimistic millennial podcast. My name is CJ. I am the overly optimistic millennial. And you know, millennials oftentimes are described as the me generation. We're the generation of ourselves. All about us. It's me, 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 me. And I agree to that to an extent because I do see obviously selfies and, you know, narcissistic things on Instagram. I'm guilty of it myself. But something else that I want you to know about the millennial generation is that we genuinely care. We deeply, deeply care about humans. And this is true. This isn't something that I'm just defending myself. I feel it. I feel it with my group of friends. I feel it with coworkers. I felt it in school. We just care about each other. And I think that comes across in our politics and just our everyday lives. And so because of that, it's in my nature to feel incredibly hard when it comes to my family. And something I've never shared with anyone, and I haven't told anyone, is that my brother-in-law, Maury, has been in my family as long as I can remember. So almost 30 years. And the man has been through hell and back. He has had 3 kidney transplants. He has battled cancer twice. He has dealt with personal loss. And last week, he got the news that his recent diagnosis of cancer is incurable. And I don't know if I'm supposed to know this. I don't know if I found out by accident, because I don't think a lot of other people in my family actually know. But it's something that I am dealing with and I am constantly thinking about, and it takes up a lot of my thoughts, because here I am worried about trivial things like buying a house, paying my bills, clothes that I have. Is it going to be too cold this winter? I don't have any winter clothes. And here's a man who for the past 25 years has been in and out of hospitals more than I can even remember, has been told that the cancer he has, there's nothing else the doctors can do. He's been referred to some specialists to see if there's any new kind of treatment that may work, but my sister was basically told to make a list of things that he wants to do and start doing them. My 2 nephews are in their 20s. They've known this could be happening, but my niece is a sophomore in high school. And the thought of her not having her dad around to graduate high school or to watch her go to prom when she drives her car for the first time by herself, that's a really hard thing to think about. And the whole purpose of this podcast and why I created it was to share my life and things that I go through and how I've overcome them and how I've gotten to the other side and how I've bridged the gap. I don't think this episode will have a resolution, because no matter what I say to my sister, no matter what I say to my brother-in-law, to my nephews, to my niece, to anybody in my family, it's not enough. Because at the end of the day, this man has gone through hell and he may not make it out. And I don't want this to turn out into, you know, oh, poor me, because this isn't a oh, poor me. This is just me telling you my life, that people come to me for answers a lot and for my advice. And for once, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I hope that I can update this episode with some good news very soon. I just ask that if you're the praying kind, you say a prayer. If you're not, keep my brother-in-law in your thoughts, please.